Riots in France have missionaries concerned. Violence in Ethiopia forces Christians and others to stay home. And E3 Partners is combining resources to help lead people to Christ around the world. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in France, where more than a week of violence there has missionaries on alert. While the violence has only claimed one life so far, nearly 1,500 vehicles have been burned as minority Muslim youth ravage the streets. Greater Europe Missions' Charles Cross says they have several families close to the violence.
Today I spoke with a missionary family whose daughter happens to be visiting, and she was heading out to a Bible study and was actually surrounded by a gang of Muslim youths. They didn't really do anything. It was probably more for the purpose of intimidating her and scaring her.
The unrest and simmering anger isn't discouraging Greater Europe Mission from reaching out with the gospel, says Cross.
Perhaps something like this brings that desire to a greater urgency, with the hope that maybe this is something that would cause people to question or to want to seek truth or to look in a different direction other than what they've always relied on.
Next, a call to strike over Ethiopia's disputed poll results has a lid on a simmering pot of tensions in Addis Ababa. Last week's riots forced many to stay home this week for fear of a new outbreak of violence. SIM's Steve Strauss says that they got word yesterday of how their teams fared. Their school was closed and
our missionaries are basically not doing any unnecessary travel for the time being until they're sure that things are fully calmed down and quiet again. There have been no injuries of our missionary personnel, nor have I heard of any of our related church personnel there.
Strauss says even with the uneasy calm in Addis Ababa, the teams are looking for ways to meet the needs of those affected by the rioting.
Pray that God would use the uncertainties created in a time like this to turn people to Him, that they would recognize that they can't find their ultimate answers in any kind of political process, and that Ethiopian believers and missionaries would have many opportunities to share the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. OMS International missionary visas could be in jeopardy because of registration issues in Russia. Organizations have to register annually with the department, overseeing letters of invitation, which are required for visas. But they have to go through the tax department in order to get the ball rolling. With the deadlines nearing, the government is now asking that OMS register in Moscow as an official organization. Pray for a quick way through the process and that God's name would be glorified. Meanwhile, a quarter century in the making, a new scripture translation is making its way to a forgotten people group. Wycliffe Bible Translators David Frank says the group lives along the coast of South Carolina in the United States. The language they speak is Gula, an English Creole.
Traditionally, it's been misunderstood to be a dialect of English, a substandard English. And in this case, the origins of Gula go back to the time when the slaves were first brought over, and there was no language that everybody had in common.
As the people develop a language, so too did they communicate heritage. Well, that hasn't been lost. Frank says for Gula speakers, it brings the gospel home.
We have the Gula New Testament now in print, and we are about to release it to the public on November 12th at the Penn Center on St. Helena Island, South Carolina. This is part of the Penn Center's annual Heritage Days Festival.
And E3 Partners, formerly Evangecube International, is offering a series on prayer along with its other discipleship materials. It's called the Dynamic Praying Series and teaches the power of praying God's promises. It combines understanding prayer and strength of Scripture with how to pray God's Word into life circumstances. The series has been so successful, thousands have been used in crisis pregnancy centers and by chaplains in the U.S. military. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about what you heard today, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.